All right, guys, we're here at Cintas Center checking in at halftime of the Lakota East Beaver Creek game. We've got an 18-14 score right now with Lakota East on top. And, Tony, if it wasn't for Nate Johnson, Beaver Creek would have a pretty sizable lead in this game.
Yeah, it's been a kind of a sloppy half altogether, but Nate Johnson's been one of the nice bright points for Lakota East. He's got 11 points at the half. You know, both teams really struggling in the half-court setting to start that game off. A lot of turnovers, Seth. You know, Johnson was able to get a couple points on, in the paint. You know, Alex Mangold did some good things as well on both ends of the floor. For Beaver Creek, they're getting good shots off. They're just not falling right now, and they've had some turnovers themselves.
I was going to say, Yusuf Saleh has gotten inside a number of times just with his quickness and athleticism. He's gotten all the way to the rim. He just hasn't been able to get the shots to drop. He did have a couple at the free throw line and did get a couple inside out of fall. He's got 6 to lead Beaver Creek right now. And it's certainly cranking up the pressure on the defensive end. I know you mentioned in the half court, things have been a little slow for both teams, but that has certainly been because of the defensive battle that's been going on. At least size-wise and even athleticism-wise, these are two teams that are matching up really well halfway through. You know, when you see these teams getting shut down on all their drives and different sets they're trying to run, the only thing that, I mean, that really speaks to the defensive mindset that both of these teams are bringing to this game.
Yeah, the big thing for Beaver Creek the second half is going to be just get some of these shots to fall. They're at 31% right now. Really, to beat Lakota East, you got to be shooting at least 40%. You can't afford to leave this many missed opportunities. And for Lakota East, I'd like to see them try to get a few more transition buckets. When they did get it out into transition, they got some easy layups out of it. So try to push tempo, speed Beaver Creek up. They're not going deep into their bench, so get these guys fatigued and see if you can't get the score a little higher.
I was going to say, and I would like to see Beaver Creek run, you know, get out and transition a little bit more and look for a kick to a corner three. There were a couple times where East left the wings open coming down the court, and it just ended up being where the guy bringing the ball up kind of went straight to the lane and might have had a kick opportunity for an open jump shot. You know, sometimes it's not the best idea to settle for, you know, a long-range jump shot on a fast break, but if that's what they're giving to you and that's the most wide-open look, sometimes you've got to take that and just trust your guys to knock those shots down.
Yeah, we'll see if they can do that here in the second half. But I think that about wraps it up here. We'll check back in here we'll do a post-game analysis, and then we'll keep this day going.
All right, guys, we'll check in then.